You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil, I'm here with Jeff, and if you see the name of the episode, you know that this is Bloodsport Season 3, and this is the final episode of the semifinals to find out who will be in the final eight for Bloodsport Season 3. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. What about you?
I'm doing well. Today was supposed to be the deciding game for the Australia-New Zealand Section 2 part of the world, which is going to be Frankie Mitchell versus Ryan Boyd. And due to some extenuating circumstances, Ryan Boyd will be moving on to Bloodsport. So Ryan Boyd will be representing New Zealand in Bloodsport in the final eight. And we just wanted to give a special shout out to Frankie and let you know, Frankie, that you have an open invitation to the semifinals of next year's Bloodsport, a bye basically to get in the middle of the competition because we want you back. And we think you're amazing. So thank you to Frankie for competing all the way up into here. And congratulations to Ryan. He performed valiantly. And I believe every time he performed, he was dressed in a suit ready to go to work. I think it was about 6 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah, Neil, I will say he definitely put in the work. So
he did put in the work. He had a briefcase full of trivia facts.
Just like our other competitors.
Just like our other competitors. So are you ready, Jeff, to hear who our final eight are going to be for Bloodsport Season 3?
Can't wait.
Representing Australia, Mara Legends. Representing New Zealand, Ryan Boyd. Representing the West Coast of the United States, Matt Takamoto. Representing the East Coast of the United States, Christopher Shen. Representing the South, Genie. Representing the Midwest and North, Jay Borsum. Representing the UK/Europe, Willem van Vendelu. And representing Canada, Stacey McPeak. Congratulations to all eight of you for making it to the final. We are super excited to see what country, what region reigns supreme, right, Jeff?
Yes, very much so. And I'm so grateful to see that we have representation from five different countries, which is totally awesome. Just enough to have our own little flag of five rings, right? We kept saying this is kind of like the Trivia Olympics, and we can keep true to our word.
That's a very good point. So those are your final eight competitors for an amazing season of Bloodsport that we have cooked up, and we've only cooked it up because our head chef doesn't even need a rat on top of his head to have amazing recipes. Ryan Myers. Ryan, what are people in for season three of Bloodsport?
Well, that is a good question. We've got several rounds like usual, and I have kept some of the fan favorite formats based on positive reaction over the last 2 years. And as always, I have some different new styles to move forward so this thing doesn't get too stale. We're absolutely keeping, I think the fan favorite is always the speed round. And so you can expect that absolutely. It's one of my favorites to write. It's fun and challenging to try to get questions into a really short sentence that still only has like one correct answer. And at the very end, of course, we will keep the 20 questions format, which is a combination of brains and bravado.
Yeah, and I remember the 20 questions format gave us a really wonderful final between our competitors the first two seasons. And you can wager in that, which is kind of fun. So that'll be cool. But I've seen a sneak peek of what the new rounds are going to be. I'm super excited about it. And one thing we wanted to mention, Jeff, which I don't think we mentioned in the last few episodes, I think it's pretty evident of this fact, but we might as well just mention it again. Bloodsport is only possible because of our patrons, and Bloodsport is comprised of all patrons because it allows us to do fun tournaments like this.
Yeah, we just wanted to say a special thank you to everyone who supports us. It means so much. It really is the way that we can keep the show running. Obviously, we've started with advertising this last year or so, which has helped as well. But nothing pales in comparison to the help and support we get from our patrons. So if you would like to consider supporting us, you can do so at patreon.com/trivialitypodcast, where you can get early access to episodes, bonus episodes, and ad-free content. Just a few of the things on offer over there. So if you're interested, go ahead and check it out. We would be very grateful.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for mentioning our patrons. We never can go a day without mentioning our patrons, and all of our, you know, thanks to you, and we just appreciate it. So thank you to all our patrons for making this possible. One thing we want to announce is that Bloodsport will return November 24th. That is a Friday, and it also happens to be someone's birthday. Is that right, Ryan?
It's my birthday.
It's Ryan's birthday. So happy early birthday to Ryan, but we will return on Friday, November 24th with episode one of Bloodsport. This is going to be the final tournament, just like the past two seasons, where we're going to start with eight competitors and we're going to whittle down until we have a winner who is going to represent all of Triviality and all of Bloodsport, and we'll be joining Dustin Resch and Amy Paul in the Hall of Champions. So thank you very much to all of you for listening. And we might as well just say thank you to Airwave Media, our network. They've also made this possible. So if you'd like to check out some of their shows, you can go to airwavemedia.com. And Jeff, what are some shows that people can check out?
So I'm currently interested in Historical Blindness. I'm interested in Southern Gothic. And as always, The Purpose Show.
Soup to Nuts, just like our last episode. We gotta get that on the network.
I believe that's Nuts to Soup is our
Nuts
new,
to Soup, that's yeah. Right. And you love Southern Gothic, is that right?
I love myself a little Southern Gothic, maybe just mostly paintings of that style. And certainly The Purpose Show. I want to know what my purpose is here, Neil.
I think we all want to know what our purpose is. And Jeff does declare he loves Southern Gothic. We look forward to seeing all of you, Jeff, Ken, Matt, myself, and Ryan on Friday, November 24th for Bloodsport Season 3. Get ready, everyone. It's going to be a crazy one.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.